Hi everyone. Hold on, let me see. Okay. Hold on. Sorry about that. This is Zara, filling in for Andy today on the student feature. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm kind of alone right now. No one else in here with me, but I am going to be here from 11:30 till 1 today. An hour and a half of nice and good old-fashioned ranting. I have a set here, and we're gonna play some Young Liars, some Teen Days. Not as much local music today as I usually like to play, but we got some Gobble Gobble. I virtually play Gobble Gobble every single time I get the chance because I just like saying the band name, and also they're awesome. But we got some lined up, and I don't know how everyone's weekend was, but it was Pride weekend. I didn't get to make it out to the parade, but CITR did have a float, and I hear it's pretty cool, or it was pretty cool. This weekend I actually spent this Saturday on Granville Island organizing a photo shoot, actually, with my cousin and some friends that I put together for photography and modeling, and my cousin asked me to do this, and it was really awesome. But right when we got there, we were set up, and we drove two cars there. So I had some people in my car, and my cousin had some in hers, and we were all like kind of setting up in the parking lot, trying to get like the clothes on the models and stuff. And we're like almost pretty good, ready, set to go. And then this flock of seagull just comes right above us and does their thing, and it just like gets everywhere, and I hear this huge commotion coming from my cousin's car, and everyone's screaming, and then we look over and they're basically covered in bird poop, which is really unfortunate, of course, because this girl's got a model, right? Good thing it doesn't get in her hair, but I mean, it's all over her clothes and not really a fun thing, I guess, especially for those involved, but not even for us watching, because I mean, it was funny at first, but obviously afterwards we realized, oh crap, what are we gonna do with all these clothes, right? Don't really like birds in general, so yeah. But apparently it's good luck. If a bird poops on your head, that's what they said, but I don't really know how that works. But I'd like to know what happens if a bird poops on you twice. Sorry about this like really crass topic, but like I just really wanna know. Riddle me that. What happens if you get that happening to you twice? Is that good luck? Double good luck? I don't really know, but that is not something that I would like to happen. I think we should start playing some music. Actually came in today and there was a new CD system kind of set up, and I hope I can get everything to work, but it looks really high tech compared to the stuff that I'm used to, so hopefully we can get that working. Yeah, let's get some music on then. We're going to start with Young Liars, and then maybe we'll play a band called Capital Cities afterwards, and then we'll go from there. Again, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'll be here till 1 p.m.
This song, I think we're compatible. I see that you think I'm wrong, but any time will do, my love. Any time will do. No choice of words will break me from this rule. Any time will do, my love. Any time will do. What choice of words will take me back to you?
just ain't working. Don't feel like working today. He just likes white crystal. He don't know his mother's face.
I love the women and the easy money. I like them pale in the face, weak in the knees. I like the junkies and the people who handle honey. Honey is heroin, but not if you got it from me. Yeah, Charlie doesn't serve no. Yeah, Charlie doesn't serve no.
On a nice cheap holiday, spark up and fly away. Trip in the afternoon. See your pretty face in a table soon.
I love the women and the easy money. I like them pale in the face, weak in the knees. I like the junkies and the people who handle honey. Honey is heroin, but not if you got it from me. Yeah, Charlie doesn't serve no. Yeah, Charlie doesn't serve no.
Nomad Gallery is proud to present opening night at its second location, 196 Kingsway. The night starts at 7 and will feature local and international artists. Say you were there the first time. Go to the opening night of Nomad Gallery's second location, Friday, August 12th, 7 p.m., 196 Kingsway.
All right, so you just heard a bunch of stuff there. There was some Young Liars. There's a TV on the Radio remix, and that one was called Will Do, and that was a Switch remix. And we also had some Capital Cities and a band called Rosie in there as well. Rosie actually does a lot of like really dancey pop music, but they're really awesome. That was from their album After Party, and of course they don't spell it after, they spell it after. Because that's what the cool kids do, apparently. And yeah, that was what we just heard. Yeah, yesterday I was working on this giant ostrich that I'm building with my friend Annabelle. And thank goodness it was a good day. So we took the giant bird outside into the middle of UBC on this giant field by the bus loop. And this bird is massive, okay? If you don't have a visual image, it's like 6 feet tall. No joke. It's massive. And of course, we separate it. So there's the body, which looks like a swan. And then we have the legs. So yeah, that's the only way we can transport it. But we're hauling this thing up these flights of stairs, up and down, basically four times during the whole day. So my arms are like super sore from doing that. But yeah, we were spray painting yesterday. And now it's like this awesome gold. We had two spray cans though, and I kind of bought it wrong, I guess. So the body is kind of bronze-ish, the legs more goldish. But there you go, we have a giant ostrich that is gold. And we were spray painting the stencils on it, and the stencils are black, I guess. So I was literally washing my hands yesterday with nail polish remover, which kind of sucks. Because usually people use that not for washing hands. And also because the fumes were basically giving me a headache. So yeah, kids, wear gloves next time. I'm going to remember that. But I honestly, I don't know how these street artists are even able to paint, or not paint, but kind of use these spray paints to use to like make murals. I'm not talking about those like lame ones that tag stuff, but I might be the only one in this entire station that watches LA Inc. But in that show, they have this giant mural outside of their space, and it's basically a huge wall with all their faces done by a graffiti artist from Spain. I can't remember his name, but this guy deserves some kind of award. It kind of sucks I don't know his name, but this guy is insane. Like, he basically does everything with spray paint, and it comes off almost like a photograph, right? Which is pretty awesome. If I could do something like that, I would be set for life. But yeah, I don't know, understand sometimes how people like this can't get as much recognition as those in the galleries, because I did take a modern an art history course on modern art this summer, and I was learning about all these guys, and there's this guy named Dan Flavin. Pretty sure he's a genius guy, I guess, in the modern art world. But basically what he does is he takes fluorescent light tubes and he hangs them at angles on a wall, and that is $60,000 right there. A few years ago, I went on a family kind of vacation, I guess, to San Francisco. And we went to the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. And I did see a Dan Flavin without knowing it. And I guess it's kind of frustrating that it's worth $60,000. But I guess you got to have some kind of literacy to appreciate that kind of stuff. And I just don't have it. The modern art course, of course, is awesome. And definitely made me understand everything a bit more. But I mean, I'm still not a fan, you know, because I don't understand how a light tube can be worth $60,000. But there you go, modern art for you right there. Yeah, visit the, you know, Vancouver Art Gallery if you guys are into that kind of stuff. Right now they have a surrealist exhibit right now, but if you're a modern art fan, they got some Ken Lum on the second or third floor or something. And on the very, very top floor, they have an exhibit with a lot of fluorescent, not fluorescent, I think, they're LED lights. And basically, it's, this guy does panels, and the LED lights, they kind of flicker on and off at a certain time. So it looks like there's tidal waves, or there's a guy running across a beach. It sounds really dumb when I'm saying it, but you guys really have to go check it out. I'm not a big fan of Ken Lum, because I don't really understand his stuff, but this one artist has his exhibit on the top, and there's also an Edward, I think, Mayfield exhibit on movement at the top as well. Gotta check that name. But yeah, Vancouver Art Gallery, if you're into that stuff, pretty awesome. All right, so let's play some more music here. There's a band lined up that I want to play, and they're called Bearstronaut. When I first saw it, I was kind of confused because it kind of sounds like Brastronaut, but you gotta take a second look there. You know, get a mental image of a bear in an astronaut suit. That's how it is done. That's from the album Satisfied Violence. And we're gonna play maybe some Cool Man after, because Cool Man is always good for summer. Get you jumping in your seat. But yeah, we'll play some of this first and then maybe play that after. We'll be right back.
right thing, baby. We'll be right back. OCW, CITR 101.9 FM, and Discorder Magazine present a night of local music, art, and bodies at the OCW Summer Benefit Concert, Saturday, August 13th at the Cobalt. Show your support for OCW Magazine. Enjoy music by Ailsa Rose, Sonny Pompeii, and the Stone Pines, plus live art by David Ulick. Tickets are available online at ocwsummerbenefit.eventbrite.com. That's the OCW Summer Benefit Concert, Saturday, August 13th at the Cobalt, 917 Main Street. Learn more at ocwmagazine.ca.
All right, so we just heard a few songs there. We got one from Bearstronaut, like I was saying before. Also threw in some Handsome Furs and a band named Ha Ha. That's right, Ha Ha. And also Humans. I believe Humans had a show here for the WinnieCooper.net a few weeks ago. Didn't get to make it, but yeah, I really like their music. Let's see. I don't know if anyone else is like really into like post-apocalyptic books, but I'm reading this trilogy right now, and it's called The Hunger Games. It's kind of getting a lot of hype right now. Because, well, I guess it's a good story to start off with, but they're also turning the series into movies. And it's a kind of a huge deal right now. They just kind of finished casting the main characters. if anyone hasn't read it, I would really, really suggest you check it out. It's weird because they're actually supposed to be children's books. Or not children, but probably late teens. I mean, but these books are pretty dark. And not just that, but they're pretty graphic. Basically, what the trilogy is about is there's a post-apocalyptic world, and it's a place called Panem that used to be North America, and you have a capital, and the capital has 12 districts surrounding it, and they pick a boy and a girl between the ages of 12 and 18 from each district, and they kind of force them into an arena, and they basically have to fight till the death until there's one survivor, and all of this is televised. Yeah, that's some scary stuff right there. I was about to use another word instead of stuff, but didn't realize I probably am not allowed to say that. But yeah, that stuff is scary. They just cast Jennifer Lawrence as the main character. If you have seen X-Men, the new one, First Class, Jennifer Lawrence is Mystique. So she's the one in all blue. X-Men you should check out as well. Good movie. You wouldn't think it would be because the whole X-Men franchise has kind of been drained and it's kind of been there, seen that. But First Class is pretty good. And it's kind of set in the Cuban crisis time. Really before my time, but I don't know much about it, to be honest. But yeah, it's set around that time. It's really intense. Really good movie. You should check that out. But definitely check out Hunger Games as well. I really like to read books before the movies come out. So that's why I gotta try to get these done before the movie hits theaters. Another series that is really good that's being kind of turned to movies is the Millennium Trilogy. And I'm pretty sure you've heard at least The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, but that's part of the Millennium Trilogy. And that's, of course, by Stieg Larsson. It's kind of eerie, but Stieg Larsson actually died while he was just delivering the manuscripts. So Stieg Larsson is actually not really alive to kind of put his kind of input into the movies, but all three books, so Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is the first one, second is Girl Who Played with Fire, and then Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest is the third one. Those have all been turned into movies, but in Sweden. So those are Swedish movies out right now, and the main character, of course, is Lisbeth Salander, and that's played really well by Noomi Rapace. I don't know, I don't speak Swedish, but yeah, she's really, really amazing in the Swedish movies. But David Fincher, the guy who directed The Social Network and also Fight Club, I believe, he's doing the American remake of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. And of course, a lot of fans, I guess, or people who have kind of been really into the series since are kind of upset by this because they, of course, they don't think that it's really time yet to kind of redo the movies, because the Swedish ones literally came out less than 10 years ago, you know. But I don't know, Hollywood loves to redo stuff. They're doing another Spider-Man, and it seems like just a few years ago that we had the first one, so go figure, you know. Hollywood likes to outdo everybody, apparently. That's their thing, right? But yeah, if you are looking for a good summer book, I would definitely recommend either the Hunger Games series or Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, or just read the whole series. But I swear, once you read the first one, you're going to be hooked. Check those books out, because that's good stuff right there. All right, well, I've been ranting for quite a bit about books and movies. I don't really talk else about much, just saying. Maybe that and a little bit of ostriches. But we are going to play some Cool Man now, and this is from their Sample Sale EP. If you get a chance to see them live ever, you should definitely jump on that, because they are amazing. Really cool group. It's actually a duo. Of course, there's a girl singing, and then there's a drummer, and then they play the beats from their Mac. But yeah, really, really good stuff. We're going to play a song called Carb Party, Blame It on the Street Meat. So this is a good one to sing along to when you know the words. Just like shout it out at the top of your lungs. That's what I like to do. But yeah, we've got some Cool Man here, and we're going to play that for you now.
Get close to the mic. Yeah.
Well, I got stomach cramps.
I
just bought an Afghan.
On the street, man.
My friend
brush what I drink. Can you believe I'm 24, don't know what I think.
It's so, so red like love.
It's
I
Hello. My name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world.
Sessions never meant anything to me. I'm not crazy. Well, that's not true. I've got a bed and a guitar.
We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Hi there, and you are back here listening to the student feature on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Zara. I'm filling in for Andy. And just there, you heard some stuff from Cool Man, Sun Wizard, band called The Wow, W-A-O-W, so not wow, but wow. Just getting that. And band called Lux Lisbon, and of course, Mother Mother. Mother Mother is just like one of those bands that, you know, you want to stop listening to, but you can't really at the same time because, you know, there's like always that little spot in your heart for them. But that was Mother Mother from their new album, Eureka. And, yeah. I have a nice little story right now, if anyone wants to hear. But last week, I was at the Olympic Oval. And they were having this badminton tournament, which I was doing sponsorship for. So I was there watching. And there was this little girl. And she was probably around like 4 or 5. And she was kind of, like koala hugging her mom. She's like sitting on her mom's lap. And everyone's just kind of watching the games or whatever. But I have a thing for kids. So I was like, oh, that girl is so cute. But then she starts picking her nose. And I mean, like, really picking it, but she's death staring me down at the same time. So I want to know what that means. Like, what does it mean when a kid is picking her nose and she's, like, death staring you down at the same time? I was a little frightened. Okay, not going to lie. It's kind of creepy when a little girl does that. It was cute at first, but then I kind of got scared. You know, it's not something that kind of happens very often. So, yeah, think about that. But on a side note, besides dealing with that little riddle, speaking of riddles, Joseph Gordon-Levitt is in the new Dark Knight Rises movie. If you've seen Harry Potter, there's a trailer before it. But of course, Heath Ledger did a memorable performance of the Joker a few years ago for the Dark Knight. And he was supposed to be in the Dark Knight Rises movie, but they scratched that, obviously. So they have this new movie, and Bane is going to be the main bad guy, I think. But Joseph Gordon-Levitt, like I was saying, I was hoping would play the Riddler, because I think he would do a pretty good job. Jim Carrey, I thought, was okay when they had that version with Val Kilmer a couple years ago. But they're not having the Riddler. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is actually going to be playing a bad guy called the Holiday Killer. And if the name kind of is not giving it away enough, the Holiday Killer likes to kill people on holidays only. So, yeah, kind of creepy, you know? Wouldn't want to find something nasty happening on Christmas or 4th of July for Americans, but there you go. I didn't know much about it either before, like the character, I mean. But I read this comic book, because I do that, by Tim Sale, and it's called Halloween, and it explains a lot about the Holiday Killer. So, comic book people probably should go and check that out, because the art is amazing. I can't remember if Tim Sale is the artist or if Tim Sale is the writer, but he does an amazing job anyway. If he is the artist, I would like to shake his hand, because really like his art. It's really stylized, you know, not like the Marvel Spider-Man kind of stuff, because I don't know if you guys have seen it, but really cartoony, not my thing. But check out the Halloween graphic novel before the Spider-Man, or no, not Spider-Man, before the new Batman movie comes out. But, of course, there's another Spider-Man movie as well, if comic book fans have not gotten enough of it already. And Tobey Maguire is being replaced by Andrew Garfield, who's, of course, the best friend of Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network, ends up suing him. But Andrew Garfield's actually British, puts on a nice American accent, so he's gonna do that again in the new Spider-Man movie. And you might think it sounds familiar that they're gonna go through the origins of Spider-Man again, but apparently it's supposed to be more focused on high school and more, I guess, gritty. And Emma Stone is playing Gwen Stacy, so there's not actually even gonna be Mary Jane in this one. So, which is good, because, you know, Kirsten Dunst, not really a fan of her. Sorry if I offended anyone, but not a Kirsten Dunst fan. Anyway. It's 12:45 now. I'm going to be here till 1. So I'm going to be able to play a few more songs before I go. Again, you're listening to the student feature on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Zara filling in for Andy. And I think we're going to get to that Gobble Gobble right now. And we're going to play a song called Becoming Legion. And that's from their album Becoming Legion. It's on their 7-inch. But, yeah. Here we go.
Thank you. listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
A música tocou no centro, nas estradas, o trânsito parou. Oh, 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 oh. Não sei mais quem eu sou, mas de repente tudo se revelou. Oh, 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 oh. Ela é a cidade, tudo se confunde. Concreto, a parede, os carros e as ruas.
Oh.
All right, so we got about 2 minutes left, or a little bit over 2 minutes, but we got Hugo here.
Hey, guys. How is everybody? How was your hour and a half?
It was good.
Yeah?
Usually I'm used to, like, talking with someone, right? But I was kind of talking to myself today.
Well, that's incredible. I mean, being on for... I don't think I've ever been on the radio for an hour and a half.
It was hard. I don't know how people
It's really
do
hard.
It.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on for, like, an hour, and I still, like, there are certain times, like, for, like, minutes, I feel like it's just, like, quiet, kind of awkward silence.
I know.
It's like, I have nothing to say at all.
I know.
What did you talk about?
I basically, like, ranted about movies for, like, a good hour and a half, because that's, like, the only thing I'm... good at talking about.
That's cool, though. Yeah. That's important. What movies did you... What's your favorite movie? Or what's your... What is your favorite movie, actually, of all time?
That's a really tough one. I would have to say...
You can say top three if you want.
Okay, let's do top three. My comfort movie is The Mummy.
The Mummy? With Mummy. Brendan Fraser?
Yes. Brendan Fraser.
That's incredible.
That movie's so cheesy, but it's, like, the most amazing thing ever. But yeah, a lot of cheese in that movie.
A lot of cheese.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's Brendan Fraser. He
yeah.
is, you know, he's a very dynamic man.
I guess. I don't know what happened to him after that, but...
I think he was in George of the Jungle.
Yes, he was. He was in this really weird movie called Monkey Bone.
Monkey Bone.
I don't know if you've seen it, but it's so weird.
What's it about?
I don't even remember, but it was like this guy, Brendan Fraser, and I think he... dies and then goes to this limbo place, and then he meets this evil monkey who is done with claymation, and then the monkey, like, goes back to Earth somehow, and Brendan Fraser is trapped in this dead gymnast's body.
Really?
And they're just, like, roaming around Earth trying to find his real body or something. It's so weird.
That's crazy. That sounds yeah. I don't know what who came up with the concept for that movie.
I don't know. I don't even understand it, really.
It's cool. I mean, people have different things going on in their heads all the
yeah.
time, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Let's make a movie about Brendan Fraser and a claymation monkey.
Exactly. He's evil too.
Oh, really?
Evil monkey.
Wow. Even better.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Okay, your favorite movie.
No, you didn't... your favorite movie of all time is The Mummy?
Okay,
that was the only one that you said.
Okay, I'll keep going. Also, there's this movie called Moon with Sam Rockwell.
Okay.
He's, like, the only person in the movie, basically. But he's, like, this guy stuck on the moon on this, like, spaceship, kind of.
Really?
Yeah, but he kind of, yeah, he's kind of got clones... But I don't want to give away the movie, but it's really good.
Okay, I'll
okay?
watch it.
Moon.
And then we can talk about it next
yes,
time.
Yes, exactly.
And what's the other one?
Heartbeat. Remember the French
oh,
movie?
Oh, yeah, that French movie. That movie's
yeah.
really good.
That movie is amazing.
It's really insane.
Yeah, like, if anyone wants to check that out, it's in French.
Yeah.
So you got to watch with subtitles, but amazing.
Yeah, I movie. Like I like the knife. I really like the knife, and
mm-hmm.
they have a really prominent... I never listened, like, I hadn't listened to The Knife for, like, years.
Yeah.
And then I watched that movie, and it, like, rekindled my love for The Knife. Yes. This is cool.
That's
this
always
is cool.
Yeah.
And I'm reading a movie, or listening. You know, the French is such an eloquent language. It's just
it
so
is.
Nice to hear them talk.
I know.
Sometimes I just, like, put on French music, just because I can't understand it at all, but it just
yeah.
sounds so good.
I have a French music. We should play that next.
Okay, let's play. I guess we should, yeah, I guess
that
we can
That was a really
end
good
it.
Segue.
That was great.
That was amazing.
All right.
Yeah.
French music up next,
French music.
I guess.
And
are you done? Are you
yeah,
over?
Yeah, I guess we went a little bit over, but I'm guessing that we can go on to the Green Report.
Yeah, the Green Majority,
is
coming up next.
Yeah.
So after this lovely French song.
Yes. We have a song by La Femme, and it's called Sur la Planche. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you for doing this for the last hour and a half. Amazing.
No, it was fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully next time I can talk to... Someone
Somebody.
Besides myself.
No way. But. You're talking to everybody. Everybody's listening to you right now.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Hugo, for talking to me for like a good 5 minutes there.
Anytime.
Yeah. And you've been listening to Student Feature, and we're on every Wednesday on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
cache, de sensation.